Hey, what's up, Street Dogs? Eric from the Eric from Street Photography blog. So I just wanted to throw some more turbo thoughts at you. So this thought is, prioritize the needs of yourself above the needs of others. Now, I know this sounds like utter blasphemy. It goes against everything we've been taught. And actually, it's funny because being an American, we're always saying like, oh, you know, Americans are so selfish, so evil, so into themselves and, you know, individualistic, blah, blah. But actually, in truth, Americans, we seem like we're individual, but actually we're not. We're just consumers. What I mean to say is this: in America, you're actually not really, 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 really encouraged to be an individual. You're actually encouraged to be a pseudo individual by being a consumer. So what I mean is this: you're allowed to show like how different you are by, you know, I wear Nikes and you wear New Balances and you wear Adidas, whatever. Or, you know, you wear Supreme and I wear, you know, Louis Vuitton, whatever. But actually, our personalities and our character, we're not allowed to be different. So it's pretty safe to be an individual through the consumer things you get. So for example, you drive a Lambo, I drive a Ferrari, you drive a BMW, I drive a Mercedes, whatever. You have an iPhone, I have an Android, whatever. And it's silly because true individualism is about our personality, it's about our character, it's about the way we live, it's the way we talk, the way we act. And actually, even in American society, you're not actually really allowed to have your own individual thoughts. You always need to quote the New Yorker, you need to quote famous philosophers who come before us, you need to follow the quote-unquote woke literature, right? So actually, America, we're not individuals. And I think out of all the countries in the world, America's the most individual out of all of them, but still, ultimately, we're just consumers. And so actually what I'm encouraging for all of us to become is more individuals, where we could actually posit our own needs and our own desires, our own wants above the needs and wants and desires of others. Now, this sounds evil, it sounds bad, because all of society has always taught and trained us that thou shalt be a useful servant, tool for others and for the masses. Now, the problem is, if you devote your whole life only serving other people, sooner or later you're gonna end up feeling resentment, or like, and it kind of makes no sense, because if everyone is just helping everyone else, who ends up really being helped? And I think the problem about American society is we're all about utilitarianism, is that it's better to increase the collective well-being of every single American by 10% rather than let one individual ascend 1,000%. Now, I'm not really thinking about just like money, because money is basic. I'm thinking more about life goals, life dreams, things to focus on, like artistic production, writing, philosophy, arts, music, and so forth. Is, you know, ultimately us humans, as long as you don't starve to death, as long as you don't die of thirst, as long as you don't die of the cold, all your basic needs are met. And so I'm always like a little bit like sus when people are like, oh, you know, we gotta help people's X, Y, and Z, especially in America, where we're all living pretty good. I mean, I can't really say for the rest of the world, because, you know, other developing countries, it's obviously a lot worse. But in America, we have like everything. We're so spoiled. We complain about the most petty things. So I would say devoting our lives to ourselves, to our own self-development. And this goes beyond just like spending all day just watching Netflix or playing video games, because the problem about these kind of things is that it makes us more passive than actually active. Like, even video games is technically more active than watching a TV show, but the problem is you're still stuck in the matrix of someone else's playground. It's not the real world. There's no real physics involved. Ultimately, you could become the world's best player at, you know, Fortnite or whatever, but still, you're a slave to the Fortnite universe. You cannot be your own universe. So this is why it's so basic. I'm really encouraging everyone to just build their own website. Website, yes, it's like super old school, but, you know, using bluehost.com, 101.com, register your own website, your own domain. It only costs like $10 a month. It's probably like the same price as a Netflix subscription. So if you have a Netflix subscription, or you have Amazon Prime, or you have Spotify or Disney Plus, whatever, and you don't have your own website, and you're a photographer, you're an artist, you're a creator, you make videos, whatever, you're doing something wrong. You should probably get one. Because once you have your own website, and I encourage you to install WordPress.org, you have your own open source playground. You're open, you're free, you have 100% control what to put out there. And I think the thing I'm really trying to encourage is for more of us to become creators, for more of us to make stuff and share stuff. And the internet has been extremely disappointing to me in terms of like what we've been able to do, what we haven't been able to do. I think there's still so many untapped potentials with the internet. And the basic thing for you as a creator, make your own website, start your own blog, start sharing your ideas. There's no objective truth, there's no right or wrong, there's just your opinion. And your opinion is useful, it's important. And even if you share something, your thoughts, your artwork, your video, whatever, if it has the power to even empower one other human being on planet Earth, you've essentially kind of done your job. So moving forward, you know, prioritize your own needs, which is like your own creativity, your own creation. Is that like, don't spend the morning answering emails from other people or attending to the needs of others. Always prioritize your own personal creativity, your own needs before everyone else. And then with your superfluous energy, help other people. This way, you can maximize yourself to the maximum and you end up not building resentment. And honestly, if you're building yourself to the maximum, you're gonna end up sharing it with other people. So you're ultimately gonna be helping other people anyway. So my basic notion is extreme individualism and extreme altruism. I call it Eric Kimism. And you know, I know it's personally been good for me, is that the more productive I've been and the more I've been able to stay focused on my own artistic output, everyone has been benefiting. And hopefully you could do the same. And obviously this is just what works for me. It's not necessarily gonna work for you, but hopefully just putting out the idea out there is gonna help empower you. Thanks a lot for watching, guys. Peace out.